This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and Europe agree to lock up Russian assets until it pays for the Ukraine war, clearing the way for a $50 billion loan. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A senior U.S. official says that paves the way for leaders at the G7 summit in Italy to announce a $50 billion loan package for Ukraine, backed by interest and income from more than $260 billion in frozen Russian assets.
We see the proceeds from these assets as being a valuable source of resources for Ukraine.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan had earlier told reporters leaders were making progress on the loan agreement, which comes as President Biden set today to discuss a long-term security agreement with his Ukrainian counterpart. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
1 week ago, Houthi rebels in Yemen took into custody 13 of Yemen-based UN employees, as well as many as 18 international aid workers in a series of raids across the country. Thursday, 30 UN ambassadors demanded their release. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
A group of 29 UN member nations and the European Union Thursday signed a statement condemning the actions by the Houthi rebels and demanded the release of the UN employees and the other aid workers. At UN headquarters in New York, British UN Ambassador Barbara Woodard read the statement, saying the actions also put the people of Yemen who need humanitarian aid at risk.
We are gravely concerned at the significant and rapid deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Yemen and underline that it is essential for humanitarian actors to have unimpeded access to civilian populations.
UN officials said Thursday they've been in touch with the de facto authorities in Yemen and are working to secure the release of the aid workers, but had no progress to report. Jeff Custer,